threat from above. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The skies over Tupelo, Mississippi were closely monitored this morning after the pilot of a small plane that police say was stolen threatened to crash into a Walmart store. That audio courtesy of Mary Ellen Rogers via Storyful. The plane has landed safely near Ashland, Mississippi. The rogue pilot is in custody. The Walmart store and a nearby convenience store had been evacuated. NASA's new moon rocket won't be lifting off as planned today. For the second time this week, the launch from Cape Canaveral has been scrubbed following a number of problems, including a stubborn fuel leak. The unmanned mission will be the first flight in NASA's Artemis project to eventually bring astronauts back to the moon. The next attempt will be made on Monday. Labor Day travelers are hitting snags at the airport. FlightAware says more than 1,000 flights are delayed today and nearly 90 are canceled. Travel is also costing more.
AAA says the average lowest airfare today costs 30% more than it did in 2020. A night in a mid-range hotel is 53% higher, and rental cars are up almost 32%. None of that is keeping folks at home, though, and neither are the flight delays and cancellations that have rocked the industry this summer.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Fast-moving flames have forced people out of their homes in a rural area of Northern California. Several have been hurt.
We do have a lot of people that have owned their houses since 1950, raised their kids, and still live there. So there's a chance that there are people that couldn't get out.
Susan Tavallaro is a council member in the city of Weed in Siskiyou County. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The White House has its hand out. It wants billions of dollars from Congress.
The president's asking Congress for $47 billion to help pay for COVID response, to help Ukraine in the face of the Russian invasion and other emergencies. The request includes $13.7 billion for Ukraine, about $7 billion for additional COVID vaccines, $6.5 billion for disaster relief, and about $4.5 billion to bolster efforts to fight monkeypox. That request expected to be a part of upcoming budget negotiations in Congress as funding for federal agencies is set to run out September 30th. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The FDA has given the green light to a new COVID-19 booster shot that targets the original strain of the virus and the Omicron variant, and the UK has followed suit. In the coming weeks, bivalent booster shots will be made available there. The shot will be offered to everyone 50 and over, as well as frontline healthcare workers and other at-risk groups, as the National Health Service prepares for a possible wave of winter infections. A truly unusual archaeological find has been uncovered in Eastern Europe.
A team of university researchers digging around in a 400-year-old graveyard in PN, Poland, have discovered the skeletal remains of a woman who had been pinned to the ground with a sickle across her throat. That's the clue to her demise and what the superstitious Poles of the 1600s believed. They used the farming tool in that time to keep a deceased person, thought to be a vampire, from rising from the dead. Professor Darush Polinsky told the Daily Mail the woman's remains also had a padlock wrapped around her toe, further strengthening the theory she was considered one of the undead.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.